Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Pete Doshea, who's the CEO and founder of U.S. Floors and also now the EVP of Hard Surfaces for Shaw. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good morning, you too.
It's good to talk to you. So this big news broke this week about these tariffs. Before we get to that, most people know who you are, but I'd like to just remind a few people. You actually have a little bit of an accent, and it's because you were born in Belgium. You've been an executive in the flooring business for your entire career. If anybody really wants the details on your background, we did a focus on leadership on you in July of 2015. You've had an impressive career in the business, Beaulieu International Group and Beaulieu of America, and then U.S. Floors, and then U.S. Floors bought by Shaw, and now you're an executive there. Impressive background. Quick question before we get into this tariff. How is Cortec doing?
Well, first of all, Kemp, thank you very much for the flattering introduction. Indeed, I'm from Belgium originally, but my country is the United States. I've been living here now for 30 years, so we are firmly planted here. So to answer your question, how is Cortec doing? Cortec is still doing very well. I mean, we're going to have another record year of growth and expansion, high double-digit growth. We've seen this ever since we started introducing Cortec to the market in 2013. And nothing but an upwards momentum, and it's getting stronger year by year. So we're very happy with the situation where we are this year.
This Cortec brand name, it's kind of phenomenal because, you know, this day and age where brands don't mean a lot to consumers, we're getting outside information that there's people coming in the stores and specifically asking for this brand. You know, how did that happen?
Yeah, we're very proud of that, that we have at least created a strong awareness. It all started with creating a product that was solving issues that other products had in the market. And then when they look at that product and see beautiful decors, on top of that, the price is right in the market. So it's been a combination of first to market, bringing solutions to the market, a great design, great product development, speed to market going very fast, and basically taking everybody by surprise, embracing our retail community.
I think a big part of it is the first in novelty.
Yes.
Let's get into the tariff. It's big news this week, and it's the first interview I've done about it. I've been wanting to talk to a lot of people, and everybody's kind of been in a wait-and-see mode. You know, so what we're hearing is starting next Monday, there's going to be a 10% tariff on basically all types of flooring. I think it's going to affect LVT the most. One of the things I'm disappointed about is that we had these hearings in August. You know, there's different types of flooring, and first, as a background, what is Section 301? Well, the tariff is being put in because the United States is accusing the Chinese of doing things, policies and practices, and technology transfer around intellectual property that's discriminatory and restrictive on U.S. commerce. So that's kind of the reason for the 301 tariffs. And then they come out with, okay, guys, if you don't think you should be tariffed, here are the criteria for excluding yourself. And first and foremost is the product available from an alternative source outside of China. And so there's two other ones, but that's the important one as it relates to LVT. People that have been watching this know that in the situation with porcelain tile, I mean, you can buy that anywhere in Spain, Italy, United States, there's plenty of capacity. And there's probably been some mislabeling going on for products coming out of China. So, yeah, does that deserve a tariff? Possibly so. Okay. But with LVT, I mean, this product was developed, especially rigid core LVT, it's designed in China. That's where you start bringing it over here. So it is their technology. And so we go to these hearings. I would have thought they would have said, okay, with tile, it's 25%. And with LVT, it's either 0 or 10. But that's not what happened, right?
No, that's not what happened, unfortunately. And I think, I mean, you really summed it up very, very well. We were disappointed as well after having gone to China and pleaded our case in front of the USTR. Tim Balcom went together with Rick Hooper on Shaw's behalf to plead our case, and they did a fantastic job. But unfortunately, I think it all ended up on deaf ears, so to speak. In all fairness, if you think about it, we're talking LVT. Yes, you can source LVT from a certain number of different countries, but when we talk about the rigid core LVT, the rigid LVT, the SPC, WPC, there is nowhere outside China basically capacity that where this product is being made. So WPC, SPC is all made in China for the most part. There's no way that there is alternative capacity in the world available to basically supply the demand that's currently existing and still growing. So this is purely a situation whereby we are being damaged as an industry. Consequently, the consumer will be damaged because there's no alternative. I'm even thinking about another product that's part of that, bamboo flooring, for example. Bamboo flooring, another stupidity, in my opinion. You cannot find bamboo flooring. Yes, maybe a little bit in Vietnam, but it's insignificant, and the quality is totally, totally different. So you're penalizing consumers, you're penalizing our industry with certain products that there's no alternative for. And that is a pity that basically we have not been able to see the USTR embrace this and make a differentiation between certain products and the other. But we're not giving up. I mean, we still continue to lobby in Washington. We still continue to work on that. We believe that if you keep on pleading the same case, hopefully some common sense will prevail and we can avoid this to go to the next stage, which would be another different hurdle when and if this would move to a 25% import duty or tariff, so to speak.
Well, that was one of my questions because I was, you know, it's 10% next Monday and then 25% January 1 of 19. So, I mean, do you think the USTR will still listen? Will they consider an appeal? Is there a possibility you could keep it at 10? I guess that's just wait and see, right?
Yeah, but that is the real question there, Kempen. And really, in all fairness, I don't know the answer to that. One thing I would say is that we have to prepare that it could go up at 25%. I'm currently in the field traveling right now because I wanted to see exactly how these tariffs are playing out with some of our customers and what we need to do in order to make sure that the momentum that we currently have is not stopped or blocked by these tariffs, and then really kind of start brainstorming what if this moves to 25% the 1st of January. I think all of us, our industry, the manufacturers, the retailers, will have really prepare for that case and start putting contingency plans in place, because that will be a serious shift of retail price points, maybe a product shift. And we need to all prepare for that and have a plan in place so that when it hits 1st of January, we have a solution.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you, how does Shaw, which, you know, owns U.S. Floors, how does Shaw plan to react to this news?
Well, we have no choice but to increase our prices. I mean, first of all, let me make it very, very clear. We are strongly, strongly against these tariffs. We support the idea and the thought process of our president and the administration that it's time for us to renegotiate all these trade agreements that over the last decades have gone somewhat haywire against the United States. And it's time for us to sit around the table and relook at all that, because the world order, the world economic order has changed, and the balance, economic balance has changed. So it's time to renegotiate. We don't believe, however, that tariffs are the right solution for that, because every action creates a reaction. You hear that we impose tariffs immediately. China is imposing tariffs, and this is kind of a no-win situation. So we have no choice but to raise our prices by 10%, because all the goods coming in are going to be 10% higher comes next Monday, 9/24. So we are raising prices 10% with orders on or after September 24th and shipments on or after October the 1st. And this is a good platform to clarify this a little bit, because I had some discussion with some major players in our industry already about this 10%. They're saying, hey, Pete, why are you going up 10%? Because, I mean, your 10% is on your FOB price. It's
right.
Not on your selling price.
That's right.
So, I mean, you are marginalizing this, or your ocean freight is on top of it. I mean, that's not correct. And we're saying full transparency. We are going up 10% for the following reason. About 10 days ago, we sent out a letter, not knowing whether these tariffs were going to hit or not. We sent out a letter to our retail community saying that due to increased cost increases, raw material increases, and this rampant freight increase that we are seeing right now in the market, we have no choice but to raise prices on all products, hard surface products, 5-7%, effective October the 15th. This letter went out about 10 days ago. Now, as soon as we knew that the tariffs were going to be effective on 9/24, we said we have to raise our prices, and our break-even is with the 10% on FOB pricing, we're talking about 7-ish% when you really talk about the break-even, not marginalizing and not taking all of the other costs into account. We did not want to come out with two price increases, one on 9/24 and one on 10/15, so we bundled it and we mitigated it, and we said we don't want to go more than 10%. We're going to find a way to absorb most of that 5-7% that we were looking for on October the 15th. So we basically bundled it into a 10% increase. And the 10% increase you can really break out as follows. It's about a 7-ish% increase as a result of the tariffs. and about 3% as a result of these raw material increases, freight increases, and the escalating cost that we have seen in the last coming months and that we had to pass on, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm just noticing today, I'm looking at the stories we're running on Floor Daily today, Armstrong's already announced a price increase. So I think most people are going to try to cover the incremental cost difference on what the tariffs are doing, right?
Yeah, I mean, the camp, we are in a very inflationary environment. I mean, you've seen it on the carpet side as well. We've had several increases this year, and it's still a struggle to stay ahead of the game. I mean, we look at the costs that are coming our way, and we're still struggling to stay ahead of these increases. And every time we look at it, you know, freight is a major part as well. We're just trying to stay hold. We are totally against these tariffs, and the last thing that we want is for the momentum to stop. The momentum that we see this year in our business, the upward momentum for ourselves and for our customers. It's a great year. We're all doing well. The numbers are good. You know, when I talk to retailers, most people having a fantastic year, and we don't want them to stop.
All right, so here comes inflation. One last question. I've got to ask this question. We're almost out of time here. But so, you know, 10%, probably palatable, especially fluctuations of the currency and all that. But to 25%, I mean, that long-term, that's, you know, that makes China no longer probably a viable source. I mean, so, you know, where does Cortec, where do you make Cortec next year?
We obviously want contingency plans, and clearly when 25% hit, we're going to have to relook exactly at our sourcing model, whether China will still be the sourcing model, whether there will be other countries where we can buy product from. There's not many countries ready to take that volume over,
right.
But our Chinese partners are creative. We are creative. We're looking at all kind of options, and we'll find a way to continue to bring the product and the Cortec story to the market and continue to drive the momentum forward. So rest assured, we'll come up with a solution.
Okay, Pete. Well, we're all going to get some more gray hairs over this one, aren't we?
No question about that. But okay, it's part of business.
Yeah. And,
but having said that, I was just looking at the market this morning. We have a record at the stock market again, so it seems like the industry is shrugging it off. So anyway, it's another hurdle we will overcome. We'll move on to the next level.
All right, Pete. It's great to talk to you again. Been talking to Pete Doshea, the EVP of Hard Surfaces at Shaw and the founder of Cortec. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.